Central Schools at Castle speaking.
Superintendent Captain, how are you?
Oh, just great.
We had some special challenges this year getting ready for the school year. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what you had to do.
Well, about 3 weeks ago, we had a situation where we were putting on some replacement roofing on our building that had been there since the late 70s. In replacing it, one night we had a storm that came up, blew the covering or whatever they had used to secure the roof at that time. The last big rain that we had, one of our coaches, Wally Johnson, was driving home from Omaha that night, come over the viaduct and saw that the lights were flashing in the schoolhouse. Grateful that he stopped and realized the fire alarm was on because ceiling sections were falling through the prop ceiling. And of course, then he started calling the principals and myself and maintenance people, and nine of us stayed here till about 3 o'clock that morning trying to battle the water that had coming in. And water was coming in substantially. We had about 6 shop vacs out, garbage cans, big ones trying to catch water. Battled it for about 4 hours.
Wow. This obviously set things back a little bit, preparation for the school year.
Well, right. And anytime you got water in a building, all kinds of issues with carpets, tile, drywall, ceiling tile, ductwork, pipe insulation. So we ended up taking a lot of it off, replacing it. We replaced the carpet in 5 rooms. We had a group out of Lincoln Dry Aero came and did a lot of the drying down of it, checking out and testing of areas where that may have had water on it. We feel now comfortable that we've took out everything that we thought had any kind of potential to have lasting damage or that had gotten damaged. We lost a lot of books, that some of them were brand new, or the curriculum coordinator's room. A minor amount of computer technology equipment, not as bad as it surely could have been if it would have got into a lab or so forth. And then water that was running down the hallways and so forth. I think our efforts, the efforts of the people that helped that night, probably saved a lot of tile and more rugs and coving and drywall, because we tried to stay ahead of it. And even though it was raining pretty hard, I felt that everybody did a pretty good job of trying to stop it from causing what could have been much more damage than occurred.
Wow. Well, and that really is above and beyond the call of duty, both, for yourself and your staff.
Well, I appreciate that, and credit goes to the people who came that night. And, it's pretty easy when superintendent's calling in the middle of the night or principal and saying, gee, we need your help over here at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's probably hard to pick up that phone and say, gee, I'll be right over. I'd be glad to stand in water dripping and work for the next 2 hours. So, I mean, it's a tribute to those people and what they really feel about our school and the pride they have in the job they do. At times, you're practically in a panic thinking, oh my gosh, we'll never get all this done, but things have come together real well in the last couple of days, and I feel we'll be ready to go on Monday.
Well, Superintendent Castle, I know how busy you are. Thank you very much for taking a couple minutes with me this morning.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you. Be ready to go on Monday. Keep it up.